Time to talk a little Oregon soccer off an historic trip. Touch on some Title IX. She's the head coach, four seasons under her belt. She played at North Carolina State. We welcome back Kat Mertz. Hey, Coach, how are things?
Things are great. Thanks for having me back on the show.
So considering you were half a world away over the weekend, are you 100% sure of where you are right now?
not quite. It's been 24 hours, and we just got home to Pape Stadium about 20 minutes ago. So we left Monday morning in Beijing at 6:30 in the morning, and we got back to... I don't even know where we flew in Seattle and then Portland, and now we're back to Pape Stadium. So
all right, well,
here we are 24 hours later.
If this goes silent, I'll just yell, Kat, wake up! So I mentioned you're a Wolfpack player, an alum. So when the Oregon men's basketball team made the Final Four, anything that comes more natural to you than rooting against the Tar Heels?
Oh, I hate the Carolina Blue. I hate everything about Tar Heels. So that wasn't that hard to cheer on our Ducks. You know, that what a tremendous season for our boys and our ladies on both sides, on the women's basketball and men's basketball. What a great season for both of them.
Sure was. So in 2014, you took your team back to Raleigh to play NC State. And I see this year, after you open up in Portland, that Tim Santoro is bringing the Wolfpack team here. That I'd imagine that's going to be pretty special for you to welcome the program where you played.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, anytime I can connect with my alma mater, I think that's awesome. And then just to bring them back, I mean, I'm obviously very proud of what I did at NC State and our teams and our accomplishments there, but I'm even more extremely proud of our season and our team and the University of Oregon and what we have out here. And so that's going to be a heck of a test right off the bat. They had a good season last year and went to the Sweet 16, and I think we want to do a little payback from the game that we went out there. I thought we outplayed them, and they had two shots on goal, and unfortunately those two shots resulted in goals, so we'd like to do a little payback.
Talking with Duck soccer coach Kat Mertz. You know, I read a bunch about this trip to China, and I was following along on your Twitter account. And by the way, folks could use the handle at @Kat_Mertz. And a couple things caught my eye. What could you tell me about, you know, the overall learning experience the women had at a place called Silk Market?
Well, I think I'd like to get my money back from the Silk Market. You know, it's a, you know, 6 stories size building, and there's all these little stands within the building, and each floor has either shopping, you know, purses, bags, electronics, scarves, and you go in and you try to haggle and bargain down your price. And so I learned that some of my girls are really good at bargaining and getting their price, and I learned that I'm not. I was like, okay, sure, I'll take it. So I think I got some of the worst bargains. But my girls, I think one of them got 90% off the original price that they were offered. So good for them.
That's awesome. And you got to spend a day at the Nike in Beijing. I'm kind of curious, how big is it over there? And from what I understand, you also got to connect with some Ducks that live over there.
We did. I mean, it was an unbelievable experience. The Pac-12 hosted us along with the FUSC, which is basically the NCAA of China. You know, and they showed us around. They went to the Great Wall of China, but they also helped us go to the Nike Beijing office. And I think we have a lot of our players that are interested in coming over to China and internship or working out of that Nike office. It was pretty cool to see, you know, how far the brand goes and how strong Nike is doing in the Chinese market. And then the cool thing about it is we went later on that night and met with the alumni, any Oregon alumni. So it wasn't, you know, through the athletic department. It was the Oregon alumni that live in China.
Wow.
And we were actually able to, you know, invite the Chinese long jump and triple jump coach out, which he graduated from the University of Oregon, and he's currently The track and field national team coach over at China. So that was really cool.
That's fascinating. As we continue with Oregon soccer coach Kat Mertz off that amazing visit to China, drinking in all the culture. From a soccer point of view, how would you describe the level of competition you faced and, you know, as an evaluation, kind of how your Ducks fared on the other side of the planet?
I thought it was great. We were able to take our entire team except for our incoming freshmen. So everyone, we took a party of 29 over. The only players that we were missing were our incoming freshmen, so 8 players and 1 transfer. But the level of play was really good. You know, the first game that we played was an all-star team of the Beijing universities, and I thought it took them a little bit to get used to each other and find their rhythm. But technically clean on the ball and, you know, just a little bit different style. We were able to outmatch them physically and athletically, but I thought we played some good soccer. And then the second game I thought was a really great game. We played a youth Beijing team that was a feeder team into a pro team. So they were 17, 18 years old. Hopefully we can get one of those players to come over to be a Duck, but they gave us a run for our money. They went up early, and then we came back and switched up our formation, and I thought it was a great test leading into our season coming up.
Coach, one of the big stories last week, the passing of former U.S. Women's National Team coach Tony DiCicco. You know, ironically, it was against China in the 99 World Cup, that magical moment. I saw what you said on Twitter, but if you can kind of take us back to that point in your life, if my math is correct, in 99 you were playing professionally just out of NC State, kind of what he and that team meant to you and, you know, this game that's so important to you.
Yeah, I mean, Tony has been a big mentor in my life, a good friend of mine. I've known Tony since 1994. I was actually a camper at his Soccer Plus goalkeeper camps, and that's where I started my coaching career, was at his camps. I was a camper, and then when I was in college, I would work his camps over the summer to stay fit and stay ready for school, but also to learn the trade and coach and earn a little money. And so I was really fortunate to be able to be a part of his staff in 2008 with the U-20 national team, and we won the World Cup. So when you're a part of a World Cup cycle, you're in camp every month, traveling for, you know, 10 to 2 weeks at a time with the national team staff. And it was really, truly a special year in my life. And Tony is just an unbelievable teacher, but just a great human person. I mean, he cares so much about the person. The character matters, and he really opened the book and opened my mind in the sense of how important the relationships are with your players and with your staff and the surrounding people that you bring into your team and to your culture. And so to have him pass away, it was really a big loss for our soccer community, because just the amount of lives that he has touched in a positive manner, it's absolutely amazing.
No, the outpouring has been incredible. So last week, also the 45th anniversary of Title IX. For the sake of our talk, let's focus on, I guess, the three aspects that apply to athletics. For the record, when I started high school in the mid-70s, it had barely taken root. But when you think about playing in high school, then on to college, how aware were you about this piece of legislation and maybe the opportunities it afforded women at that time?
You know, I probably was a little naive in high school growing up to it. And, you know, I just was playing sports. I played 4 different sports in high school, and that's all I really cared about. And
right.
So, you know, going into college, I had an unbelievable experience. And then I think I started paying more attention to it when I was, you know, beginning my coaching career and understanding the doors that have opened because of Title IX. And, you know, the people that came before us, all the women and men that fought for our rights to have the same rights. It's, you know, it's really unbelievable. This past year, we brought in Peg Reese to speak to our team about Title IX, and we watched a documentary about Title IX and really, you know, talked to our players about the importance of the history of Title IX and where we were before in the 1980 team with the University of Oregon, 80-82, to where we are now. And here we are being able to travel across the world and go to China because of the luxuries and really what we can get from Title IX. So really thankful for the 45th anniversary.
And finally, you mentioned you came off, you're coming off your best season at Oregon, most goals, some great individual accomplishments. And from all I read, it seemed you really scored on the recruiting trail. Eight players, you mentioned they couldn't make the trip, but holes to fill, some good seniors departing. I guess what could you tell us kind of overall about the newbies that are coming in and what you could expect from this class?
Well, they're a good class. We have eight players, and then we were able to get a late transfer who's from Eugene, who went up to Idaho last year and scored eight goals and was, you know, conference player of the year. So we have nine newcomers coming in for this fall, and they all started summer school today, and we couldn't be more excited about it. We've got some players with just some flair, some technical ability, some soccer savviness. And we really think, you know, after this China trip, I learned a lot about our players. We've got 5 weeks to prepare for our first day of preseason, and I think our freshmen can fill some of those holes that we're missing and really elevate our game. I mean, I couldn't be more excited about our team and where we are, but most importantly, our character of our team. And, you know, they're really coming together, and they're starting to look like a Pac-12 championship team off the field, which is the most important part of building a winning culture.
Well, first, I'd like to welcome you back to the Pacific Northwest. It's it's always great catching up. And, you know, like you said, not a lot of time left. I mean, you open at Portland on August 12th. Much appreciate your time, your insights. And, Coach, look forward to talking again during the season.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. And look forward to talking to you in the fall.
All right, enjoy. And it's been our pleasure.
All right, go Ducks.